Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, I receive the word in all clarity. Say, I receive the word with meekness. Say, I'm not rebellious. I am an obedient child of the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have your seat, everybody. You know, it's not written anywhere that service must be 1 hour or 2 hours or 2.5 hours. It's not written anywhere in Christendom that and the standard service should be 1 hour, 1.5 hours. It's a common facade. When Christians come to church, when it's just 1.5 hours, you say, I mean, their body is already itching them. Okay, when are we closing? You're already drawing up your skirt, pulling your trousers like something is biting you. No. Say, I'm obedient. Hallelujah. See, church is simply dependent on what you are there to get. On what you are there to get. I don't see somebody that is so sick, with malaria, almost vomiting, and is being rushed to the hospital, and he said, doctor, I must leave here in the next 5 minutes. You don't tell your doctor that. The doctor determines what you need. Hallelujah. So, depending on what you are coming for. So, you don't come to a place and you are saying, you just surrender yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, I give myself to the training of the word. Say, I give myself to prayers. I give myself to much learning. Hallelujah. Say, I'm ready to receive much more. I say it again. It depends on what you are there to get. If you are just there just for them. No, we have churches that they maintain your spiritual life. But we have churches that they boost up your spiritual life. No, they are different. So you can be going for somewhere. All they have been doing to you all these years is just maintenance. So that you don't go to a cellar. Or maintenance. So that you can remain sane. So that you can remain just at your level. So that although you are depreciating, but the depreciation level is not that much. Amen? But the purpose, you know, like I was saying in the last example, I was marking your script today and I was just wondering. I said, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10 to 16, what is the purpose of the resurrection of Christ? That upon the resurrection of Jesus, what do we have? We have a commission to grow up people. According to that place, I say according to this place, what do we have based on the resurrection of Jesus? I said, for the edification of the saints. He gave some what? Apostles, teachers, pastors, evangelists, prophets, for the building up of the saints. That would mean the saints must not remain the same. That would mean the saints, because he said for the work of the ministry. So the evangelist will build up the saints for the saints to become like himself. The prophet will build up the saints for the saints to be a prophet. The pastor will build up the saints until the saints becomes a what? So is that clear why I'm here? Hallelujah. Praise God. So me, I'm ready to follow the Bible to the core. The pastor must give you so much. It's now your own business to vomit some of what you have been given. Fine. But until you are saturated, it must not stop. Praise God. Amen. Until you are saturated. Church is a place that you will be taught. You say, pastor, I am tired. Say, yes. That is the point. You will say you are tired, but you remain there. Praise God. Come on, who is stopping outside? Don't disturb me. Praise God. Let's roger on to this. 2 Timothy 3:15. 2 Timothy 3:15. So, today we'll be looking at our salvation part 20. Don't expect it to be too short. Once you just hear our salvation, you'll be happy that, okay, it'll be short. No. And funny enough, we should still ask, can the Bible be wrong today? And we started late because of our media people. God bless them. Amen. So the Bible is not a book full of contradiction. The Bible is not a book full of contradiction at all. The Bible cannot tell you how to be saved and how to lose your salvation at the same time. The Bible cannot tell you how to be saved, and also in another paragraph, the Bible is also instructing you on how to lose your salvation. That's not the Bible. Maybe that's the Quran. 2 Timothy 3:15, and that from a child, look at your Bible. Every scripture is meant to be open. The pastor is reading for himself. You read for yourself. You will not carry my own Holy Ghost to heaven. You will carry your own Holy Ghost to heaven. You will not carry my own salvation. You will take your own salvation. Praise God. Individual race. But somebody can make you run faster. Good. So 3:15, and thou from Isaiah, thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which are able, the Scripture has the inherent ability to make you wise unto salvation. The Scriptures can make you wise unto knowing God's escape route for humanity. I take it again. The Scriptures are not written for you to know five ways to lose your salvation. It's not in the Bible. 21 things to do to go to hell. It's not there. Why the Bible is written is for you to know how to be saved. Although we saw examples of unbelief in the Bible, but it's written so that you can reverse them and know how to be saved. Amen. Praise God. Say, Bible is the good news of God to me. So, not the plan to save the damned. I mean, it's the plan to save the damned. Not the plan to unsave the saved. Through faith which is in Christ Jesus. So Hebrews 12:24. So the Bible is not a book of contradiction. So if we tell you that John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave Jesus for us, that when we believe we are saved. Don't try and say, but another scripture says, if you don't continue to hold on to this Jesus, you'll be unsaved. No, that other part of the Bible that looks contradictory, you have to just look at it very well. Why? Because the Bible has a central theme. Central theme. Has a focus. Are you with me? Hebrews 12 verse 14. It says there, follow peace with all men in brackets, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Follow peace with all men in brackets, all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Okay. Amen. At least I knew this verse before I knew any other thing in the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, there are three things that is clear to everybody. You will know Hebrews, not forsaking the assemblies of yourself, Rabbi. That's Hebrews 10:25, right? Huh? You know Jesus is the same as them forever, RCG. Now, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of not seen. One more. You will know that God is a consuming fire. You are in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you are a type like me that looks for power up the mountain, up the valley, after you have fasted then for 14 days, somebody will now come and tell you, do you know why you have not received this anointing all this while? Because thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. You just give up. They will tell you that you fast though. So after you have fasted and the power did not come, then I say, it is because you are not what? You are not righteous enough. You just give up. Okay, I surrender. Let's brother. Okay, I don't even know that one. But I don't go to female self. Praise God. Hallelujah. So a quick background on holiness. Are you ready, brother? So let's first take a quick background on holiness. Sorry if you don't understand all our jokes. You will understand before we are done today. So holiness has always been by invocation. Both under the Old Testament and the New, holiness has never been self-generated. Of course, in the New Testament, that is, it means agios, H-A-G-I-O-S. It means something that is sacred, something separate. So I will define holiness to you today as separate from sin, separate unto God. Separation from sin, separation unto God. Now, under separation from sin, we explain that in two lights. In two lights. Number one, you are separate from that race of men that jointly rebelled against God. When we are saying holiness means separation from sin, separation unto God, it means, number one, you are separated
from that race of men that jointly rebelled against God. That race of joint rebellion against God. You are separate from that race. You are separate. You are not the man in rebellion. You are the man in reconciliation. Reconciliation means you have been restored into God's favor. Now, see Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Ephesians 2, verse 1. Open all scripture. That is how you will understand what I'm saying to you today. And trust me, if you have not opened 40 scripture, we are not done with this topic. So, the earlier, the better. Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you are still quickened, who are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world. Look at your Bible, come on. According to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Ephesians 2, verse 2 now. If you just miss me anywhere, just ask. That's why I don't sit isolated. Ask somebody beside you. Okay. He said, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom we all, say we all. Say we all add. Say add is in past tense. Good. So we all add our conversation in time past. Can you see further emphasis? Say in time past. Okay. In the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature, say nature, the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he loved us, even when we were, past tense, when we were dead in sins, hath quickened, past tense also, us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Verse 6, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Look at the Bible. Verse 7, that in the ages to come, he might shield the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Verse 8, want to go? For by grace are you saved, through faith, that not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. See verse 4 again. See verse, go back to verse 3. He said, among whom we all had our conversation in time past. Verse 2 says, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that walketh in the children of disobedience. So holiness means you are now separate from that race. That race of mankind that jointly rebel against God, you are separate from them. Colossians 1 verse 20, you are separate. Colossians 1 verse 20, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him, I say, whether there be things in earth, things in heaven. Verse 21, and you, who is not in verse 21, come on, ensure your neighbor is there. Open the Bible. It's because you don't open the Bible. That's why somebody will just come and tell you that, God said, the Bible says, all that glitters is good. Not all that glitters is good. The Bible says, everyone helps those who help themselves. So for you to help yourself today, put your hand in your pocket and bring out some dollars. It's because you don't read your Bible. That's why you are being deceived. You look at the Bible. It's God's love letter to you. So this man is threatening me. Yes, you will open. You will read it. Somebody wrote a love letter to you. He used the blood, written in the blood of his son. You read it. Read it. So I say Colossians chapter 2, verse 1:21 now. 21, everybody want to go? Let's read. And you, at he sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now at he reconciled, hallelujah, in the body of his flesh through death to present you out holy and unreprovable in his sight. Hallelujah. Say, I'm separate from that lineage of men. Alienated from God. 2 Corinthians 6:14. So this is a state matter. This is a nation matter. A nation palaver. This is your default. Your nation. You are separate. You are not. You are in reconciliation. You have been reconciled. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. For now see your name. Don't just look at what you are told to do. Look at who you are called. What are you called? They say, what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Why? For you are the temple of God. So if you are the temple of God in verse 16, That will mean you are the Christ in verse 15. That will mean you are he that believes in verse 15. That will mean you are righteousness in verse 14. That will mean you are light also in verse 14. Are you with me? Do you get what I'm saying? Good. 17. Wherefore, come out from among them and be you separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. So, a Christian, I say again, is separate from that corporate rebellion against God. Corporate rebellion. You are separate. That is holiness. Primarily, that is holiness. Romans 1 verse 18. For the wrath of God. It is coming. We are going to look at everywhere the Bible uses the word wrath of God. Everywhere. We look at it. The wrath of God. Now, Romans 1 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Are you with me? Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shewed it unto them. He explained in the next verse. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorify him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hours darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and to four-footed things and creeping things. 24, want to go? Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through lust of their own to dishonor their own body between. How did God give them up? Is there. How did God give them up? Through the lust. So, the actions of men equals the giving up of God. It's not that they sinned, then God gave them up. What they are doing is they putting themselves in the position of being given up of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not two things. It's not that, just like I have explained to you in this place, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Not two things. The sin is to come short. Is to, that's true, is it amatia, right? Is it ama? Yes, sin should be amatia in that place. Is to, like, to fall beside, to fall from a mark. So, to sin is to refuse to partake of the glory of God. Let me explain again this way. If I invite you to a party, come and dine with me. Your refusal to partake in my goodness, to partake in the party, is you falling short. Not that because you didn't come, I will now send assassin after you. No. By not coming, you fell short. Because by your coming, you would have received, maybe, I'm praying to God that somebody will do a birthday in this country that you just dash out one car to everybody that came. You understand that birthday? So, not coming will mean you fell short. Do you get that? That would mean the package that you ought to receive by coming, you refuse. So, is it the man that invited you that made you fall short? No, it's your own choice. Are you with me? Good, good, good. So, the actions being described under are the results of the nature of sin. The nature is what produces this action. See verse 25. Romans 1, see there, 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creation more than the creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affection. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, born in their lust one to another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves that recompense of their error, which was me. 28. Want to go? Even as they did not like to retain God, God gave them. Stop. Let me say it again. Anywhere you see wrath of God, God did something. Anywhere in the Bible, just look around for the action of any man. Look around that verse. One man did something. What that man did is that God didn't give, is that being given up by God. Do you understand me? What the man did is what is being written being given up of God. Flow with me. So, where are we? 28. God gave them over to a reproved mind to do those things which are not convenient. Let me ask again. How did God give them over to a reproved mind? As they did not like to what? Retain God in their knowledge. Do you understand? Good. 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedience to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do so, but have pleasure in them that do them. Now, so they commit those things because they are dead. They didn't commit to die. They committed those things because they existed dead. Don't forget the initial. They did not like to retain God in their consciousness. So, they were being given up. So, when they rejected the knowledge of God, that was the judgment. Now, if you remember, that should be John 3, 18. When he says, he that believeth not the Son, he that believeth the Son is not condemned. But he that believeth not the Son is condemned already. The condemnation will not be after. Your refusal of that good news of God, of that message of salvation, your refusal is the what? Is the condemnation. Are you with me? It's not after. It's not that you refuse, then later God will condemn you. No, the refusal is the condemnation. Flow with me. So they committed those things because they existed in a dead state. Same here, Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh, open your Bible. Don't forget, when you're coming to church next time, you bring a Bible, bring a note so that you can judge. So that when you go back home, you refresh it. You refresh it. Why? The purpose of the church is to make you maybe an evangelist, a pastor, an apostle. Which one? A pope. That is the purpose of the church. It's clear. It's not. Those are some people here that I will not give them the pope until. Galatians 5:19. You must be knowledgeable. You must be able to explain God. Explain the Bible. 20 years of Christianity. John 3:16. You are still saying, for God so loved the world that he gave us. Brethren, if you love, you should give your dollars. You are a thief. 20 years of salvation. So if God can give, we too should be able to give. What did God give? He gave his Son to what? To die. So if you will love in that context, what will you do? You will take the message, preach it. Not you will say, I will love, I will dip my hands. You know, God should have loved us and sent dollars from heaven. Guys, I don't have time to come and save you, but this money should do it. Just try and bribe the devil. Take. You don't carry scriptures like that. Amen. When I first heard people use that scripture to collect offering, John 3:16, you don't have respect. Offering, salvation, offering, your redemption, offering. Interpret it to English, please. Thank you. It's not all of us that understand Yoruba. Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are what? This adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, envy, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past, that they which do these things shall not what? Now, when you see the word inherit, it already tells you that the recompense that they will be given is not because of their works. Inheritance is something that is being given from father to son. It's being given by lot. Being given by is your portion, not by your deeds. Are you with me? So, now, these things you see here is describing a set of people. Now, it's not this action that determines their judgment. What determines their judgment is They refused to acknowledge God in their thinking. They rejected the message. But these things we are seeing here is how we are going to know them, not why they will be judged. Exactly. Let me see if it's not clear. I will go back again. I should go back again. So I said the word inherit there tells you that they are getting all this not because of their deeds, but because of their state. Inheritance is something given by lot. Based on who they are. So, don't forget what I'm saying initially. I said a Christian is separate from that corporate, what? Rebellion against God. That is holiness. Now, number two. A Christian response, write this down this way. A Christian responds to his separation from sin by separating himself in his conduct. A Christian responds to his separation from sin. What is that sin now? That sin? Rebellion, right? A Christian responds to his separation from sin by now separating himself in his conduct. You will live out who you are. Say, live out. Say, I live out who I am. Say, I live out my reality. That is why you now saw Ephesians 1, 2, and 3 that first told us, you know, Ephesians 1 told us about how we are sealed with the Holy Spirit, how we are forgiven, verse 7, sealed with the Spirit, verse 13, how you have the power of God, verse 19, chapter verse 2 talks about by grace you are saved, how you have been reconciled to God, how you have been made an habitation of God through the Spirit. Chapter 3 talks about the power of God at work in you exceedingly abundantly. Now go to chapter 4, verse 1. What did Paul say? I, therefore, your Bible, you are the first man I will mention today. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you will walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are. So now it's time to walk what? Worthy. That would mean, no, that is nice. You have been qualified. Now it's time to what? Walk worthy of your qualification. That would mean you are given the reward before you started the race. Praise God. So that is why be careful when you call the Christian journey Christian when you call Christianity a race, because we are starting our race from the finish line. Hallelujah. So now God has qualified you, He has separated you from that joint rebellion against God. Now He said it's time to what? Walk worthy. Tell your neighbor, say walk worthy. Say walk worthy. Well, a lot of people that say that our message is the message that makes people sing. You are not serious, you are not listening to everything. That means you listen to Sunday, you didn't come today. Amen. You will come today. That is part 19. This is part 20. Let's see it together. Verse 2. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Go to verse 17. This I said, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you walk. Not that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. You remember the vanity in Romans 1? In the vanity of their mind. See verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through what? Ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to walk all uncleanness with greediness. 20, want to go? But you have not so learned Christ. Hallelujah. So, a Christian that is born again, you teach him conduct. Not that you condemn him, you teach him. Now you are in the new life, you learn new conduct. It's teaching. It's not impartation. It's not receiving. No, it's teaching. Praise God. See verse 19, verse 20, 21. If so be that you have heard of him, look at the Bible, and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Verse 22, that you put off, say put off, concerning the former lifestyle. That is conversation. Former conversation, former lifestyle, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. When you hear old man is not one black man that looks like you that exists before. No, it simply means old lifestyle. Amen? Old man is not as one old man looks like you that one. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not old rugged cross or something. Sorry. Old rugged is dead and went to his grave. No, that's not your old man. Your old man is simply old lifestyle. Simple. Don't look at him like a personality. Some of you, your old man see after you. Say when you have that dream, you see that black man and he's after you and he's pursuing you. He said, that is your old man. Zukubus. In sukus. Email. Demonology. Are we going to do that here? Maybe due to be teachers anyway. Experts in casting out of demons. Where are we? 22. Now, so put off the former conversation. Look at your Bible. The old man, look at your Bible, which is corrupt according to the deceitful laws. 23, you want to go? And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. 24. And that you put on the new man, which after God is recreated in righteousness and true what? Holiness. 25. Wherefore, putting every man away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Oh, no. Be angry. There is one Greek word. It means in case you are angry. I have a teaching on that on Facebook a long time ago. I'll bring it back sometimes. It's not saying, oh, dude, be angry. I don't see no. No. He's saying, in case you are angry, sin not further. Actually, that's where that's the explanation. When you become angry, sin not further. Why? Because anger is already a sin. Amen? Praise God. So, when you are angry, sin not further. Okay? Why? And that means reconcile quickly. 27, neither give place to the devil. Can you see that? That would mean when you allow yourself to tarry longer in anger, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, Christian Christians, they are fighting. And say, and you are saying, I'm in Christ. And you are saying, you are not righteousness of God, though. You are the Jesus, help me with the grammar. You are not righteousness of God again, though. You are the outcast of God. I will find a grammar for you before next time. 5 days, unforgiveness. 5 days. Emoji, 5 days. Facebook fight. Pratolu, 5 days. I have not forgiven Mickey Way. Amen. Yeah, some people we don't forgive anyway. No mind me. Neither give place to the devil. 28. Let him that stole, let him restitute. No, you don't. You are not looking at the Bible, brethren. Juliet, why are you disturbing people there? Go and sit down one neutral place. Let him that stole do what? Steal no more. Is it let him restitute? Do what? Stop stealing. Simple. Amen. Although if you have something in your house that you know AFC can come and look for you, what do you do? Back to sender. But is restitution a doctrine of the Bible? No. Sorry. Leave that. Come back to it later. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the. Some people are saying there is this Paul's teaching, everything is just sweet, and there's nothing for it. There are things to do, but not the works of Moses. Why are you doing this? Because you are new. People are saying that, no, we are under grace, brethren. You don't tell believers to do anything. You're just telling you are in Christ. Hallelujah. No, you can't instruct them. Amen. This is who you are. Walk in this. Walk like this. Praise God. Where are we? 30. Grieve not. So, see that verse 29 again. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of. Tell your neighbor. Say, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Learn how to talk. Tell somebody else, say, Oga. Talk and make sense. some believers respond. You say, kilo de. Amen. Praise God. Would you tabi? I know you have repented. There was a day a guy told me, he said, when I want to do doctrine, he said, I don't give them. He said, I'll just tell them, go away, you guys, you are trash. You don't know Christ. We know Christ. He said, you just tell them, then you leave the WhatsApp group. You understand? Somebody posted rubbish on the WhatsApp group. You just tell them that, where's all this rubbish? You just chakra them. Then, just exit. So then you come back again. Chakra them again. And he said that he thought I would be happy. I was hearing. I was driving. I said, oh, God, come now. Yeah. So that's your own. I said, you will ask somebody, you will stay there. It's not, you must not. And this is the way we do it. Eh? What I will tell you that I know that will not make you come back tomorrow. Now, if I see a fool, maybe on Facebook, this is what we do. If you know, if you call him a fool that day, he will not hear you tomorrow. That day, I will not call him a fool. I will start bringing him up small. I will start from the word F instead of fool. I have some of F. I will explain F to him today. I will start telling him small, his stupidity, small. So when he now sees the person, can you see that you are a fool? Do you get that? Don't use words because you are sent to them. You are sent to make people better. That would mean if you just blast them, you are mad. That's the end of your ministry now. Truly, the man is mad though. But to call him man that day, you have 1 Corinthians 9:27, you are disqualified. You are already a castaway. You have been disqualified from profiting in that place. Praise God. So if you say, instead of saying he's mad, first say, brother, you know, you are about to, boogie, you are about to, help me with that in English. You are about to buy the wood. So tomorrow, not tell him that, sir, this thing you did, the guy that did it last time, the guy has one small coin. Then next tomorrow, you not tell him, can you see? So when he's about to realize, can you see that you are mad? Then you just say, it's true, I was mad. But that day, don't start that way. The people that Jesus called all fools, slow of us, don't forget, he didn't tell you, you guys, you are fool, and start going. No. He called them fools because he knew that they will stay. They will hear the sermon. Praise God. Amen. Say, I talk right. See, let people call you a black dog of Christianity for no reason. People have said that guy, if you go to his church, he's just talking about all the emoji. That is the only thing he preaches. He doesn't have any other message. He's hard. He's like, that's how people see me. They say, Omaba, and that's why they are not recommending people for edifying assembly again. They say, no, he will teach you anger. He will teach you aggression. Abba. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say we talk right. Say we talk right. Say we act people, but we stay there so that they can continue yielding to the gospel. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you pick the hacking small, so that you can hack again tomorrow until they are now receptive to hacking. You understand? Until I tell him that I will not stay. But the first day I saw you, if I told you, oh, Jude, this is your drama. You are an Etima Maranatha. you block me. But today, now, if I tell you that you are the second in command. Praise God. So you take it gradually, okay? Is that clear? So even in correcting people in first doctrine, what do you do? Take it gradually. Take it gradually. But don't stop. Don't pamper them. Don't stop. Don't stop. You wrote a comment for somebody. He didn't answer. Write his name. Oga, I'm still calling you. I'm still here. See this again. If people don't know, I will be talking to all those Baba. I will use sir. One second, you see three sir. What I'm saying, sir, is that the way you are quoting the Bible, sir, is I will say the truth, but inside it will be cooling down your mind small, small. Praise God. Why? So that I want to reach out to you. Not that I want to fight you. Check my Facebook today. I don't have one person on my block contact. I'm not the blocker. These are the blockers. Amen. Go and repent from blocking. Go and repent from blocking. If you have people that you are blocked, go and unblock them. Unless people are just consistent nuisance. These are different. Amen. Ephesians 4. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. 31, want to go? Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. 32, be you kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath. Hallelujah. So we are separate eternally by our nature, and we respond by separating ourselves in our conduct. Eternally, you have been separated from those going to hell. So you will, in your conduct, you will now separate yourself. Amen. See Ephesians chapter 5. We're not done. 5 verse 1. I think I will explain something to you for you here. 5 verse 1. Be you therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ has also loved us, and had given himself for us an offering, a sacrifice to God, for a sweet smelling savour. Verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness, all covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. Verse 4. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting which are not convenient, but rather giving of. This is my own standard. There are some jokes that, there are some of these comedy shows that you should not go. Amen. Because those guys, they don't have control. They don't know what they don't say. I'm not trying to make your life boring. But that's not the truth. That's why I don't watch emotional movies. There are any movies that make you, yeah. Action is action. Fine. Action, you see, go. Well, emotional movie, when you return, They can, those guys, I don't know the issue. They cannot joke without saying, as I get to one church one day, and the pastor said, you just do something in church. What is your issue? It's not that for anyway. It's the pastors that have, that are bringing them to church. That's why they don't respect us again. Because if you can give a commendian your microphone, he will respond to that given by not respecting you. The dead guy is sick, he will not come to you. Have you seen TB Joshua give his microphone to a commander before? I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, have you seen him do that before? So the day he's sick, that's where we go. He will not come to you that gave me his microphone. Sell it. You are the first guy that invited Kizikurede Bello to Lagos then. We all on Facebook. And it's good to really cop things early. That was in the man that is Maryland, his church also. And he was the one that started it. After them, people now started inviting plenty people. And we talked against it. And the man said, well, it's my own church. But people pick inspiration. And plenty other pastors started doing it. So we have a pioneer of evil things. God will judge. No, he said, amen. God will judge. Praise God. Saints came to be edified. What is obtainable in shop right? You are not giving them. What you can go and get outside with money. You don't give them. People came in sick, they will live sick. Sicker. Flow with the Bible, Jerry. Verse 4. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting which are not convenient. It's not saying you should not do jest, but there are some jesting. They are jesting with the name of Jesus. Leave the place. Run! Run! Why? They are making you weak in the day of adversity. They have belittled the name of Jesus. Come in, they are called you, nothing happened. So you too, the day you now see a demon, now to call Jesus, what will happen? You say, ah, it's not the same way that guy. It will water down your appreciation. You flee. Holy Ghost, fire! In joke. When is that? When the ledger caught fire, was it joke? I didn't say you caught fire. Give me that. Verse 5, Jared. Slowly now, see this verse 5. For this you know, that no warmonger, nor unclean person, nor contentious person, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in Christ and of God. So inheritance, I've told you, is a nature thing. It's not because of their works, but inheritance is because of their nature. Verse 6. Slowly. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. See verse 6 again. Let's look at this one. Want to go again? Yes. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Now, let me explain this one to you carefully. Because of these wrong actions, listen to me. Because of these wrong actions, these things, Now, that one, he didn't say their nation now. Yeah? Say because of these things, the wrath of God came on men. Let me say it again. Because of these wrong actions, the wrath of God came on these men who are in rebellion to God. Think. Because of these actions, the wrath of God now came on men who are already in rebellion to God. So what is the wrath of God? Don't forget, children of disobedience does not refer to saints that sinned. Like David, no. Say because of these things, comments the wrath of God. You have understand now from that. On the children of disobedience. So what is that wrath of God? Anybody be fast? Brother Joshua? Huh? Because of their actions, the wrath of God came on them. What is that wrath of God? Speak out. Don't forget, the children of disobedience there are men in unbelief. Men that live in rebellion to the message of the Holy Ghost. But he now said here, there is a wrath that came on them because of their actions. What is that wrath? Be free now. That cannot be separation. They are already in rebellion. That one is separation. Don't forget what I taught you in the last two. Can the Bible be wrong? Hold on. I said, what is God's judgment for sin? Somebody said this here. Yes? Separation, right? How does God respond to a sinner? What is God's judgment for sin? Separation. That separation, is it physical or spiritual? So when you see physical consequence of sin, what must you know? Huh? Anytime you see physical consequence of sin, it means a man is involved. How will God judge the sinner? God will only judge the nation by how? Separating himself for him. And the result of that is hell. So the only, if you like, sin, commit murder, fornicate, the only thing that God does with such a person is what? Hell. Osama Bin Laden and the man that just told a lie, the same punishment, hell, separation. But the wrath of God that this one is referring to was talking about physical action. So now, for instance, when the physical fire that burns people in Sodom and Gomorrah, we know that is a result of the action of a man, right? Huh? Good. Don't say which man. We know that it's the result of the action of a man. So why do we call it the wrath of God? No? Okay. Write it down this way. Hallelujah. So, we just write it down. We have physical consequences of sin. Number one. E.g., judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah. E.g., judgment of Israel going to Babylon, going to captivity. E.g., the flood of Noah. But let's narrow it down. Romans 1 again, 26. I didn't think I would still be able to do, can the Bible be wrong today? I do that, we'll close by not 9, 10. So by the time all of you have received the goodness of God, all of you have a car, you can do that. Are you with me, brethren? Good. I say Romans 1:26. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, born in their lust, one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly. Let's read the latter part together. I want to go. And receiving in themselves. Again, and receiving where? Receiving where? In themselves. That recompense of their error, which was meet. What they received there, what is it? What is it? The wrath of God. That is also what is called the wrath of God. See, anytime you see wrath of God, don't see it as, okay, let me just say it clear this way. An armed robber went to steal, and as he's trying to rush away, police shot him. According to the context of Ephesians 5, that was the wrath of God. That does not mean God did something. Are you with me? When you see wrath of God in the Bible, it does not mean something God did. Wrath of God is a qualification of everything that happens to a man in disobedience. So, e.g., now in this Romans chapter 1, he's talking about the consequences of those who are in homosexual diseases and the rest. He says it's the wrath of God. So, don't forget, that is not the real wrath of God. The actual wrath of God is that eternal separation. But when you see physical consequence of sins, in the Bible is also called the judgment of God. But it does not mean God did something extra. Is that clear? See Romans 1:32. Now, who knowing the judgment, of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Look at the Bible. Who knowing the judgment? Now, judgment there, write this down. Greek word, D-I. K-A-I-O-M-A. Dikaiome. D-I-K-A-I-O-M-A. This is different from the usual use of the word judgment in the Bible. Judgment here means, if you check your Greek, you will see what I'm saying. Who knew the equitable deed of God? The justice of God. Now, normally, the real word judgment, that is the one that is being used for hell and rest. That is called krisis. K-R-I-S-I-S. You should know that. That one is judgment, condemnation. But this one is saying, who knew the equity of God, like justice, that the people who do these things are worthy of death? Remember in Romans 13, when he's saying that rulers are not terror to evil works, right? But no, they are not terror to good works, but to people who do evil, that he does not bear the sword in vain. So fear him, for he is a minister of God in this thing. You get that? So when government punish somebody for something he did, in a light, you can say that, you can say God cashing. But we actually know that it was EFCC, it is police that caught the person. Do you get that? So, we have two wrath of God in the Bible. The real wrath of God is Genesis 2:17. In the day you eat of this tree, you will surely die. You will die very well. You will die, you will die. So, which is spiritual separation. But anytime you see physical consequences of sins, somebody sins, something physical happened to him. Number one, know that it's not God doing something. Number two, we can still call this the wrath of God. Is that clear? Good, thank you. Let's proceed. Where are we? Ephesians 5:7. So be not. So do you understand Ephesians 5:6 now? Huh? Do you understand 5:6 now? Huh? Let not deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. That is talking about physical consequences of sins. It's not every time you see the wrath of God that is talking about hell. Is that clear? Good, good, good. So, Ephesians 5:7. Be not therefore what? Partakers with them. Don't partake with them. Is it saying don't partake in their hell? No. Don't partake in their conduct so that you don't get the physical things that happens to them when they sin. Is that clear? If a Christian steals, when the police want to shoot him on the way, with the gun just backfire because he's a Christian? You understand? Just put gun at the end. Brother Luna. Unless the guy use a shirt or use one of Deshi or something like that. You understand? Which he should not be able to use since he's stealing. Amen. I don't know. So maybe it's a word of knowledge to you. Amen. Praise God. So is that means if something physical to happen, a Christian, see, Brother Luna told me, Brother Luna told me after. Okay, say he preach. You know, it's funny. Say he preach to one guy this week. The guy got filled with the Holy Ghost and everything. You know. Then next week went to the same place. Say he saw the guy walking with cutters doing like this. Amen. The guy, he didn't speak in tongues the first time. You know, this week you got them filled with the Holy Ghost. That's why in person of Abuja, we are going there very soon. Amen. We sit down there. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this week he spoke. And the next week, you just saw him. We are here fraternity. So if they shot him that day, the God will not say he's not a Christian. It's a Christian. I will not enter into this one. I will only shoot the one that is not born again. Praise God. No. So Bible says, do not be partakers with them. Physical what? Consequences of sins. Verse 8. No, it's very better you explain that place. Because it will be confusing. Verse 8. For we were sometimes what? But now you are light. Are you light in the Lord? Walk as children of light. Verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all what? Goodness and righteousness and truth. Verse 10. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. 11. Want to go? And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather. Hallelujah. So although the eternal state of a believer is already concluded by virtue of his separation from sin. Although that the eternal state, the eternal destiny of a believer is already concluded by virtue of his separation from sin, but he also has a redemptive duty to separate himself in his conduct. E.g., if police are looking for me everywhere today, I've cheated everybody. The way Rajesh has cheated some of us in Bitcoin and the rest. I've cheated everybody with Bitcoin, with TBC. I've done this, done that. And police is looking for me up and down. I will not be able to live stream. Amen? Before the live stream finish, they're already at the door. And I'm not sure those guys will wait until you finish preaching. On the live stream, they will come and carry you. Praise God. Amen. I didn't know, but you off it before they get here. Amen. Don't worry. We are on. Ma? Which one?
Ah, wow.
Okay. Although the eternal state of a believer is concluded by virtue of his separation from sin, he also has a redemptive duty to separate himself in his conduct. A Christian is known by men in conduct, but sealed as a son by his state. It's conduct that make men know us. Men, no, not God. Men. But we are sealed by the reason of our state. So, I'm trying to go back to where I'm explaining. The new creation is already declared holy before it did anything. Before you did anything right or wrong, you are already called holy. Hallelujah. Hebrews 2 verse 11. By virtue of what the Savior has done, holiness is yours. And it is not self-generated. By what Jesus did, we are holy. And that holiness is not self-generated. Hebrews 2 verse 11. Open your Bible. Come on, come on, come on. Well, I have repented. I only teach one thing today. Well, let's look at this one very well. Yes, open your Bible. Hebrews 2:11. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you there? For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one. Another version will say, he that maketh men holy. Who has that version? And the people who are made holy. So it is God that makes people holy. Amen. Hebrews 2 verse 11, right? It is God that he that maketh men holy, and the people that are made holy, that is what sanctification is there, are all of one. For this cause is not ashamed to call them brethren. So our holiness is a function of the sacrifice of Christ and him alone. Hebrews 10:10. Hebrews 10:10. We read this one together. Hebrews 10:10. 1. Hebrews 10:10. 1 to go. Yes, let's read. By the which will we have been sanctified, made holy through the offering of the body of Jesus once and forever. Hallelujah. So it's Christ that makes a man holy. It's not self-generated. Verse 11, want to go? Sorry, okay. Sorry, we have read this place. Look at Romans 11. Romans 11, 29. And if God made you holy, for how long are you holy? Romans 11, 29. 11, 29. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. For the gifts and callings of God are without. Let me read Amplify for you. Amplify should be here. For God's gift and his call are irrevocable. He never withdraws them once they are given. And he does not change his mind about those to whom he gives his grace. Hallelujah. He does not change his mind. Praise God. You see, let me read message for you. God's gift and God's call are under full warranty. Never canceled, never rescinded. Full warranty. Spoil this TV, come back from that one. If your club lose, use hammer, knock the TV, bring it back. Full warranty. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say eternal amnesty. Yeah, that's your salvation. Eternal. You know what amnesty? That's what they give to our people down there. Now, when you say you have, no, that amnesty, they told them, say, if you can surrender your weapon between now and the next maybe 6 months or 3 months then, You will be granted pardon. Amen? But imagine eternal amnesty. No time limit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, meaning when God makes a man holy, he is holy forever and unconditionally. So, also, holiness means setting something apart for God's purpose. Setting something apart for God's purpose. Now, in the Old Testament, we saw people, clothes, cups, vessels, garments, used in the sanctuary, they are called holy. Any clothes used by Aaron is holy. I think let's see a few of them. Leviticus 16, verse 4. Be fast. I will show you all these concepts. I will not tell you that. Write down this scripture. Go and check it at home. I know you will not check it, so you will read it. It's never write it down. Check it. Check. No, I'm your checker. You will check it here. Amen, amen. Don't look at me like that. You will check it. Leviticus 16, verse 4. One to go. Let's read. Yes? Okay. I'll wait for you. Come on. So, in the Old Testament, anything is just called holy. Anything can be called holy. 16, 4. Are you there? He shall put on the holy garment, holy linen, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his face, and he shall be girded with fine linen girdle, and with linen mitre shall he be attired. These are what? Holy garments. Are you see? See Exodus 3 verse 5. What did a cloth do to be called holy? A cloth? Nothing. But because it's being used by the high priest, says holy. He doesn't do anything. Thank you, Lord. Exodus 3 verse 5. Joshua, are you there? Exodus 3 verse 5. Want to go? Exodus 3 verse 5. And he said, draw not either, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is a holy ground. That's serious. Moses is not holy, but the ground is holy. Ground that animals will poo-poo on. Everything he says is holy. So don't let Allah's holiness scare you. Are you with me? We are still trying to explain Hebrews 12, 14. Don't forget. Okay. Exodus 20, verse 8. Even a day can be called holy. What did they do? Nothing. Exodus 20, verse 8. Exodus 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, in the New Testament, a man is made holy by virtue of the new birth. A man is made holy by the virtue of the new birth. Now, if you look at the Old Testament, God was called holy so many times. Like, you will hardly find it. The only men that are called holy was all those Aaron and the rest, and just because of the services they do. But most of the time, you see, God is God. Thou art holy. Only, what's the meaning of holiness? You are separate. God is unique. He is separate. He is sacred. That means he is separate from man. But in the New Testament, I tell you the truth, you will only find God being called holy just maybe 3 or 4 times. From Matthew to Revelation, I can't vouch for Revelation, but from Matthew to the end of the epistles, you will only find God called holy. That should be Matthew chapter 7, Luke, John 17. Then there was a time that a demon called God holy too, and just few places. See this one. See Luke 1. Luke 1, 49. God was called holy fewer times than the new creation. Hallelujah. Luke 1, 49. He said, for he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. That is holiness there. See John 17 verse 11. Be fast. Before I finish reading one, you have not even opened it. John 17, 11. And now I am no more in the world, but these that are in the world, I come to thee, Holy Father. Holy Father. That is the only 2 times you really see God being called holy. So there is a deliberate emphasis on the fact that a believer is holy. Let's see them. 1 Corinthians 3:17. Just see small. 1 Corinthians 3:17. If any man defy the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple you are? 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Which is in you, and you have, which you have of God, and you are not your own. Say, I'm not my own. See Ephesians 1 verse 4. Ephesians 1 verse 4. Say, your body is the temple of God there. You belong to God. You are sacred unto God. You are holy with God. In the Old Testament, God was holy from man. In the New Testament, man is holy with God. Not every man, no. The man that has received the sacrifice of Jesus as his own. Ephesians 1 verse 4, according as he has chosen, now look at your Bible. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 3 verse 5, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Ephesians 5:27, look at everything. Don't say I'm too fast. I'm not too fast for you. You have spent too long in ignorance. I'm bringing you up now. Ephesians 5:27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church. Hallelujah. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. God bless our fathers that told us that you must iron your robe of righteousness. It must not have one line. That it must be so that if he has one, I can't forget that day. When the man finished that sermon, all of us just said, heaven, let's leave this heaven. No point. He said, if you are fulfilled, he said it's possible for your clothing to have a spot. He said, fine. That's spotless. That you are fulfilled everything. You are spotless. He said, but wrinkle. He said, no, meaning of wrinkle. He said, no, sir. He said, if you have ironed your clothes very well, and a breeze now came. So if the breeze take the clothes like this, a well-ironed TM shirt, if the breeze bends the shirt like this, no, by the time the shirt is returning to its normal state, there will not be a line. Say that is wrinkle. Say if your garment has that one, you will not enter heaven. Say, yeah. That is after you are already without spots. Not one line on your garment. Even to be without spots, gone. That is wala already. One spot. No, imagine man tried now, Abba. A white. Everything is white too. But he said one spot. Praise God. One spot. One. At least if you are a mathematician and you did the ratio of the surface area of the spot to the ratio of the remaining white. Abba, we try now. Ratio. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Just small spot. We went and that's okay. But okay, so finally. We don't even. Me, I just left my school, left everything. Say it's just this God alone. Say, no, it's not this spot. What else? Wrinkle. But see what the Bible says. You are not the one that will do it. Hallelujah. That will tell you that you cannot do this one. And after Jesus told that man, I think Luke 17, he said, go and do. I know. After Jesus told his disciples that, he said, can you see what it takes to enter the kingdom of God? He said, yeah. What else? What can we do? So if it's the case of a man is like this, don't marry. If the case is like this, so who can enter life? God, Jesus now to them saying, hey, now I get your attention. With man, this thing is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So I don't keep myself without spots. Praise God. He irons me. Amen. He bleaches my girl. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See where we are going. That should be Ephesians 5, right? 27. He said that he might present it to himself. He's the one doing the job, not you. He presents you to himself. Imagine. He's not looking for a wife, looking for a bride. Praise God. He's only a silly man that will tell a girl that go and find your wedding garment. Go and pay for a reception. I'm coming to marry you. You understand that type of craziness? You want to do that before? God forbid. It will not work in Jesus' name. I didn't know which country they say that is women that marries men. I didn't know. That's not. Amen. I can't imagine it. It's not pride though, but that he might present it to himself. If you want a girl, go for her. Amen. Buy the wedding garment, pay for the reception. Praise God. Buy the ring. Go on your knees. Say, marry me. Amen. There's no remedy there. Amen. All searching that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen, amen. Colossians 1:22. Be fast. Let's finish this one. And if you are not doing two sermons today, let's do one. And let's finish the one. And I'm seeing how many percent of Jason. Colossians 1:22. To in the body of his flesh, through death, to present you out holy and unblameable and unreprovable. He's one that does it Colossians 3 verse 12. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering. 27, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 27. 1 Thessalonians 5, 27. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. Wow. Checkmate. Holy brethren. So it is emphasized that we are holy. 1 Peter 2, verse 5. 1 Peter 2, verse 5. You also, as lively stone, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, peculiar people, that you show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. So, having made clear our state of holiness, it is also emphasized, like I have said, that we should follow holiness. Are you with me? The Bible first emphasizes that you are holy. Why? In your words, see your state, right? Because you are separate from that corporate race of men that are alienated from God. But also, it's also emphasized that you should follow holiness. 2 Peter 3 verse 11. Seeing then that all things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Go back to that 1 Corinthians 3 16. So, if you are being made holy, it will be ignorance for you not to walk in holiness. If you have been made holy, if you have been made sacred, it will simply be ignorance for a Christian not to walk in holiness. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16. Let me read BBE for you. Do you not see that you are God's holy house and that the Spirit of God has its place in you? No, 1 Corinthians 3 was talking about the division in the church. It's not saying, guys, you are separate already. You are not the one that abhors division. Habib, I'm just seeing you. Wow. Hope you have been surviving. So, proper understanding of you, who you are in Christ, will affect your daily conduct. Proper understanding of who you are in Christ will affect your daily conduct. When you know that the Holy Ghost dwells in you, your whole thinking pattern, your lifestyle will be positively affected. First Peter 1:15. Oh, glory to God. I love amplified version of that 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not discern and understand that you, the whole church at Corinth, are God's temple, his sanctuary, and that God's Spirit has his permanent dwelling in you, to be at home in you, collectively as a church, and also individually? Serious. 1 Peter 1 verse 15. Now, we're going to read 15 and 16 together. 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16. Want to go? Let's read. Yes? Come on, again, with a louder voice. Yes? But as he who has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Why 16? For it is written, be ye holy, for I am. Hallelujah. So, that is talking about conduct. Because you have been made holy, you now have a responsibility to respond in your conduct. Say, I respond in my conduct. Say, I'm not ashamed to live out who I am. See, let me advise you something. Once you are ashamed of Christianity, you start committing sin. Once you are in any place, and you are ashamed of that gospel, you are ashamed to make it clear that, see me, I'm going to church. See me, this is who I am. See me, it's prayer I want to pray. See me. You know, at times, you are just speaking tongues. And maybe somebody walking. You just do like. You are setting yourself up to start sinning. You are setting yourself up to walk in the flesh. Be dominant. I am who I am, like me or hate me. Praise God. Not everybody will be prepared for that. Not everybody will like you. Remember, love not the word. Not everybody will like you. You are already different. You are separate. Don't be reading Bible and somebody walk in and you quickly put the Bible under your sheet. No, stop that. Be dominant. It's me. You don't like me, find somebody you like. Take it to that. So, 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. We read this last time. 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. Say, I'm not ashamed. Oh, of who I am. Yes, let's read together. 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. Yes. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling. Stop. Hold on. Let me read Amplify for you. It is he who delivered and saved us and called us with a calling in itself holy and leading to holiness, to a life of consecration or a vocation of holiness. He did it not because of merits that we have done, but because of his own grace and purpose. So, one major reason why we must walk in holiness is so that the world can see Jesus through you. One major reason why we now must walk in holiness is so that the world can see Jesus how? See Jesus where? Through us, right? Iggy, see Matthew 5:16. See Matthew 5:16. I'm waiting for you. One major reason we walk in holiness is so that the world can see Jesus through us. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Want to go? Let's read. Yes? Let your light so shine before men that they might what? See your good works and glorify your Father, which is the where. So are you showing good works so as to make heaven? No. But so that when men see your good works, they might glorify your Father. That is in Titus 3. Titus 3. Titus 3, verse 8. It's two places you will be reading here. Titus 3 verse 8. Titus, yes. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm consistently. That they wish. Okay, I will wait for you. Come on now. Come on. Titus 3 verse 8. It's good we all get there. Good. Let's read. These things, yes. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly. That they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. See, rush down to verse 14. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, back to where we are. So, one other reason that we walk in holiness is for men to see God through us. And this is exactly what Hebrews 12:14 is talking about. This is exactly what follow peace with all men and holiness is talking about. So go to Hebrews 12 now. Go to Hebrews 12 now. So this is exactly what Hebrews 12 is talking about. Hebrews 12, are you there? Now let's read from verse 11 together. Hebrews 12, verse 11. Okay. Where is the opening? Are we all there? Good. Slowly. Let's read. Yes? 11 again. Want to go? Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, he yielded a peaceable fruit unto righteousness, unto them that are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up holy hands, which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way,
but let it rather, that is talking together about just ministry of healing. It's not only talking about the lame, together about the ministry of healing. 14, want to go?
Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Now in your mind, put see the Lord through you. You must learn to live peaceably with all men so that other men can see God through you, not see God in heaven.
Are you with me?
It's not about heaven. If it's about heaven, see Revelation 1 verse 7.
Bible already says all men shall see him. Of course, not see him to be saved. They shall see him as a symbol of judgment. See Revelation 1 verse 7. Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him. I didn't know if you get what I'm trying to put.
If you are saying that without holiness, some people will not see God. Revelation 1 verse 7 says all eyes shall see him.
You get that, Abby? Thank you.
So, but of course, the same here is not talking about justification. It's talking about every nation about judgment. Now, so see 2 Corinthians 3 verse 2.
If you are not following peace with all men, then the world will not see the Lord through you.
The world will not see the Lord through you. Amen? Are you with me? If you are not following peace with all men and holiness, the world will not see the Lord through you.
Say through me. Say through me. I shine the light. Please, now don't lose me now. Ensure you finish this. 3 verse 2.
You are our epistles, right? Written in our hearts. Known and read of all men. Now, see what he's saying. Read verse 1. Verse 1. Want to go? Do we then commend ourselves, or what need we as others epistles of commendation? Oh. Two now said what? You are. So, how can you further explain that? You are the proof of what we did. So, men can, thank you, our publicity, right? Men can see you and say, yes, this guy is a work. We don't need special invitation letter. If you see the Corinthian church, you will know the labor of Paul. Now, see, First Peter. Go back to First Peter. When believers don't act right, then unbelievers will not come to the light through them. First Peter 3 verse 1.
Now in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2. Now see First Peter chapter 3 verse 1. I will still explain all this though. Just let's follow me progressively. 1 Peter 3, 1 and 2. Is it first or second? Which one did I say? First, okay. Wait, I'm not there myself. 3, 1 and 2. Okay.
Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they may, without the word, circle that in your mind, I'm coming back there, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives. Why they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. So now he's saying the husband can see Jesus through our conduct. Follow me. Don't worry. I'm here. Colossians 4 verse 5. Colossians 4 verse 5. Walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man.
Good. Rush to Philippians 2, verse 15. Philippians 2, 15. Are you there?
He said that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. See, among whom I shine as lights in the world. So we are admonished to shine the light we carry. Now, I remember I think it should be in one pastor's message or pastor. Yeah, I said something yesterday. I said that if you have been blessed by living word media, it's good that once in a while, just send something to them. You don't have to announce or do anything. Send something. It's your redemptive duty. Send something. Don't just, I remember the days when we tried buy the CDs, I tried go to Lagos then to buy. Now it's free download, free everything. But the people are actually using money to maintain this thing. Commit yourself. Amen? It's responsible Christianity. Don't say because I see free thing. You will not value it once you are not doing something in return. Are you with me? So I said, I remember in this person, he talked about a woman that entered the bus. You know, imagine. As she entered the bus, fought with the conductor. Why is this here like this? Why is she like this? Somebody that was carrying baby beside, fought with that one. The baby is crying. You are disturbing everybody. Right? When the driver is trying to start the car, and the car is not starting, she called the driver name. So, Lori Bugun here, what is your, see your life. She fought with everybody in the car. So, as the car is now moving, she now put her scarf. Brethren, let us pray. And then when you just laugh, it means I can pray. Amen. Such a leader has been disqualified from profiting or having combat in that place. She will not be able to communicate the gospel effectively in that environment. Why? She cannot let go of her rights, of her emotion. See this. So because you are after something, you will endure some mess. Of course. I'm not saying she will lose her salvation. No, I say disqualified. Means what? You will not be able to profit in that place. You are a castaway in that ministry. It's not talking about heaven. It's not talking about throne of God. In that ministry. Good. Now, Hebrews 12:14 is not saying a Christian, it's not telling a Christian to be holy to see God. No. It's telling Christians, saints, holy people, is telling only people to live right so that people can see the Lord through them, through their character. Don't forget, it is God that makes men holy. No man can generate enough holiness to see God in heaven. Amen, amen. John 3:3. Open your Bible. Don't worry, I'm not done. We are so lucky today that we are going to go before night. John 3:3. Are you there? Jesus answered and said unto him, seeing or entering the kingdom of God is by faith in Christ alone. See John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, very, very, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So Nicodemus was asking for the explanation of what Jesus said. Can a man enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5, except a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is what? Spirit. Are you there, everybody? Verse 13. So, Jesus now further explained, how will a man be born again? He told you in verse 3, it is necessary for a man to be born again to see or to enter. To see the kingdom of God and to enter the kingdom of God is one and the same thing. But before Jesus finished talking, he told you how. Don't read that place. I will now prescribe water baptism as a way to enter the kingdom of God. He told you how to enter. Verse 13. Are you there? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man who is in heaven, even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up on the cross, his death. Okay, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, he gave. How did he give him? He gave him to die. It's not give like take, grab. No, he gave him up. Don't forget the previous verse. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man will be what? Don't run, so be done. Don't look down. Verse 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See verse 32. Now this is now John the Baptist speaking. Now, and what he has seen and heard, he testify, and no man receive his testimony. He that has received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. Verse 34, for he whom God has sent speaketh the word of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. 35, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand. 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So that's the fact. Now, please write this down. After people see God in you through your deeds, please, I beg you, if you don't get write this one, you have me, I'm disqualified already. After people see God in you through your deeds, you must now use that platform to show them God through the word. Emoji, your honesty in your place of work, your dedication, your good conduct is just a platform to put out the word. Good conduct cannot save all. When he was saying 1 Peter 3 verse 1 that the husband may be won by the conversation of the wife, that is if the wife now preach the gospel to the husband. Is that clear? Husband will not be automatically saved because the wife is behaving good. You say, oh, wow, see your good character. Wow, I like your God. I will serve your God. So he's born again. No, he will go to hell. No. Once you see that somebody accepted you because you have good character, you will now use that platform to what? Put out the word. To shoot the written. See Philippians 2 verse 12. No one gets saved by your good character. Not one. Jesus never saved anyone by his physical character. All is good experience, but by the word alone. See Philippians 2, verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with what? Fear and trembling. Don't forget, he didn't say work for your salvation. He said work out. Let people see Jesus in you. Work out. Let us see it. Same thing he said. Let your light shine. Verse 13. Why? For it is God which worketh where? In you. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. 14, do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as what? Lights in the world. 16, how? Holding forth the word. Holding forth in the Greek, that is epico. It means giving out the word of life. Amen. So how do you shine? You give out the word of life. Don't say, I am living, I am not still in my office, I am not doing anyhow, so that is me living for God. No, you are not living for anything. Because we have Muslims, we have other people that also they have good character. Praise God. Good characters don't save. Romans 10, 15. We shine our light that way. Romans 10, 15. Oh, amen. Romans 10, 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the what? The gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Hallelujah. Now, write it in your book. This is also holiness. The message we preach separates us from the rest of the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is also holiness. Say, how beautiful are they that preach the gospel of peace, glad tidings of salvation. This is also holiness. Why? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Open. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Ooh, glory to God. This is also holiness. 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 18. And all things are of God. Who at what? Who at what? Restored us into favor. Reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. And has given to us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. Say, has given us? The ministry. Say we have been given. Ministry of reconciliation. 19. To wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto the world. Unto the world. Is it unto the world? No. Unto us. The what? Word of reconciliation. 21 to go. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. That's holiness. Who are we? Ambassadors for Christ. That's also holiness. The word ambassador there, that's the Greek word presbyo. It means we are representative. Presbyo. We are representative. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, I'm a representative of Jesus by the message I preach. See, I have a sacred message. Say there's a sacred message which only believers can preach. Say we are separated by our nature and also by the special message that we preach to the world. So lastly for today, holiness, we are also called holy, or ultimately a believer is called holy because the Holy Ghost lives in us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are called holy because the Spirit of God dwells in us. See, before I speak comprehensively on that, Hebrews 3 verse 1. You must separate yourself in your confession. We don't just say anything. We are not reality talkers. We are men that talk in Christ's reality. What happened in Christ is our reality. Now, some of you are wondering, okay, I have told you that you are already holy by default, and also you should be holy in your conduct. How shall this be? Is by acknowledging holiness in your words. You should be separate in what you say. You are not the one that should be saying, I'm terrible, I'm this, I'm bad, I'm a melancholy, I'm a choleric. That is wrong talking. You are phlegmatic. That's why I'm phleg. I am choleric. That's why I'm there's a combination, Abby. There's a sakori, Abby. That is wrong acknowledgement. Jesus Christ should be your confession. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hebrews 3 verse 1. We are for holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. Confession, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the high priest of what we say. He ordains what comes out of our mouth. Amen. So, if you now look at that Hebrews 12 verse 1, the primary way of walking in holiness in your conduct is to call yourself what Jesus calls you. E.g., all those Ephesians 4, Ephesians 5 that I read unto you, you will go home and you say, yes, I am the man. I don't get angry. I don't allow bitterness, unforgiveness in my heart. I walk in righteousness. Hallelujah. You will say it. See Romans 12 verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the means of the law, that you what? Come on. Look at your Bible. That you present yourself, your body, right? A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable. That is what present. That should be the Greek word, Paris, Temin, Paris, Tano. That means you should put a square peg in the square hole. You are not calling yourself holy because you are not holy. You are calling yourself holy because you are holy. Amen. Amen. Are you with me? Was that too fast? Say no. Okay. Present there. That's Greek word. Paristemi, paristano. It means you substantiate. Substantiate yourself a living sacrifice. If you get the meaning of that word, that means you are not saying it because you are not it. You are saying it because you are it. Amen. Praise God. Don't say it to be it. Don't say I am holy so that you can, so that for you to be holy. Say it because you are holy. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't say, I don't walk in bitterness because you are thinking you are still bitter. Say it because that is the reality. Substantiate yourself. Present yourself. Commend yourself. Yield yourself. Prove yourself. Why? Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind, that you may prove, what is that what? Good, acceptable, and perfect. Say the will of God is good, is acceptable, is perfect. Say there is no good will, acceptable will, and perfect will. Is that clear? If I told you that, well, you are looking for 3 brothers to marry, one is good, one is acceptable, but one is on point. One that has the dollars, has the Holy Ghost, has everything. That one is what? Perfect. But the one that has Holy Ghost doesn't have perfect, doesn't have dollars. That one is good. Or is that acceptable? Praise God. No, I've used that to deceive us. Say, there's a will of God. There's this one, so, permissive will of God. Baba, peddlers. So good though. The will of God is good, is acceptable, is perfect. Simple. It's not 3, it's 1 thing. Permissive will of God. You like it? No, after you like a girl, you have prayed. You didn't receive anything from God. It's okay. Maybe she's permissive. See, I she's speaking in tongues, I'll be okay. She can be permissive. Maybe she's just not perfect. And when perfect is not available, God will go for what? Permissive. Rema. Rema. Nothing from you. So John 14:16, I will ask the Father, who shall give you another comforter, the Holy Ghost, who shall be in you for how long? Forever. Hallelujah. Say, I'm holy. Because the Holy Ghost lives in me. Say, the Holy Ghost does not live in trees. So in the Old Testament, when they are calling cup holy, garment holy, it's not because the Holy Ghost is living in them. That one is just separation. But the real holy being is the man that God lives inside. The holy God lives in you, so you are holy. Hallelujah. See, my body is the temple of God. I am holy because God lives in me. See, I may be dark, I may be short, my nose may be small, but God delights in me and he's down here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, I am the permanent address of God. Brother, do you like me or hate me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, now, I wrote something in my book here. I said last year, I said, God knows you will still commit sin before he made this provision. That is why he first paid for your sins once and forever. Before he said you'll be holy, before he says you will make it, that he will make you holy, he knew you. So your sin did not surprise God. He knew you will commit sin. Yes, so Christians still grieve the Spirit when they don't acknowledge their reality. But hey, brethren, God will never leave. He will never give them up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus could say that the Holy Ghost will stay in you forever because he is going to be your forever intercessor. Hallelujah. He's able to save to the uttermost. Them that come to God through him. In him, you come to God in Christ. For he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hallelujah. And you will never lose your holiness because the Holy God will never leave you. Last scripture, Hebrews 13 verse 5. Ooh, glory to God. Amen, amen. So, Brother Michael, come and play the keyboard for us in absentia. Hebrews 13 verse 5. Come on. Read. Amen, amen. Sinta, you can play keyboard? By the Spirit. Okay, can we take it together? One, two, go. Light your conversation. Come on, everybody. This is the last scripture. I will add 5 more. Or else I will write stuck and the Bible will be wrong after this. If you don't read as loud as you can. Okay, one, two, go, verse 5. Yes, sir. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake. Why? Verse 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, he will never leave me. He will never forsake me. Say, I'm holy today. I'm holy forever. Say, I'm holy by default. And I walk in holiness. Hallelujah. Say, I understand who I am, and I conduct my life the same way. I am not ashamed of who I am. Never ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God. It's the only power of God unto salvation. This is me. Glory. Hallelujah. Just pray in the Holy Ghost, everybody. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is me. This is me. This is me. This is me. Oh, Sagabandala, Rastigabalaba, Zebadade, Rastigabila Malamo, Sotad. This is me. This is me. Oh, this is who I am. I'm the only one sent to save, full of grace and power. I am the Jesus Christ here on earth. I carry his message. That's by Neil Abiola. He said, this is who I am. I'm the one that is now sent to save. What Jesus did, I'm here to complete it. Hallelujah. What he did in hell, I will take the message, take it to the four corners of the earth. That's the unfinished work of Christ, brethren. We are only by the message we preach, by the message we carry. Good works can bring men to us, but our good works will not save them. Only the message saves. The good works will just be a platform for them to receive you. Then you give out the word of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sandel randa gapala mazipaliasi yeketo lira katila kostegevilante kostaga voliranke kolantanka ostegavante jotete lo zapa jokapante lira stegevila mande gapaste. Pray in tongues a bit. Pray in tongues a bit. Pray in tongues a bit. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Sote lake tolaras. Jepile toli rosa poli te cola. Leke polema ze polima ze polima stege to tete. Le cora so vale de de. Say some of these words to yourself. Just of the words you have heard, say some of them to yourself. I walk in holiness. My conversation is without conventiousness. Yeah. I walk in holiness. My life walks in holiness. I walk in righteousness. I am the blessed of God. I am the blessed of God. 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 Hallelujah. See, listen to this. Even in tongues and interpretation, we are new creations. We carry a message of no condemnation. So even in the Holy Ghost, we don't discern sin. Hallelujah. We don't discern sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say righteousness. When they say the secret of somebody's heart being made manifest, we don't discern sin. No. Amen. Praise God. Say my confession. Say in my confession, I acknowledge holiness. Say in the message, I do it well. I don't condemn men. I send them justification. Praise God. Okay, thank you so much for today. Thank you for coming. In all honesty, where I planned this, this is message one. And message two is as voluminous as this. Actually, in that kind, are you stopped? Everything? Okay. So in that kind, if I would be wrong, today we actually want to look at Pharaoh again.